Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, time to hustle with Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruven Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 62. And it also will be showers throughout the day, but currently it is 55 at the T-Mobile Center.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm ready for that weekend to start, man. Ready for LaMonica's traffic reports, too.
Yeah.
She gonna say it's already the weekend.
She definitely gonna give us a little extra pizzazz. Of course, we got a lot of things to talk about today. Some tragic news that happened in Minneapolis after an ICE agent killed a woman. We gotta talk about that. And then, of course, barely a week into the new year, and we, Casey Moe, have our first homicide that was off of 71.
Dang, I'm trying to throw it back and be hype. But I know we got some serious news to get to, y'all. That's life, man. Ups and downs, man. Just know that God is always with us. Mm-hmm. And it is Throwback Thursday, like you mentioned, D. Throw it back to some 80s hip hop. Nucleus, Hustle and Shine. Your mind, see, you gotta move it to your best ability. You gotta funk it up until the night you're down. And when you're bumping up, make sure you pass it around. Come on, let's go to work. We got what'll make your body jerk. We can throw your hands up in the air, shake your booty and scream, oh yeah. Cause we are the jam on you, and jamming on this, I will do the do. We'll funk it up until you boogie it down. So come on, people, check out the sound.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Many endeavors go more smoothly and produce greater quality when you're in the right frame of mind for them. Rather than use that fact as an excuse, use it as a golden pathway. So there's something you must do, but you're just not into it right now. Okay, fair enough. Then take whatever steps are necessary to get yourself into it. The distance between indifference and fascination is not that far. Once you have the intention to bridge that distance, you'll be able to quickly make it happen. The best way to get into it is to literally get into it. Even though your spirit may be reluctant, simply start doing whatever you need to do. Before long, if you let it, your spirit will come around. Promise yourself that will happen. And keep going as you willingly allow that promise to be fulfilled. Recognize your reluctance to start as the opportunity it is. Take the first steps on the golden pathway that can always get you working with effectiveness and satisfaction. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 on your time. It's a high of 62. Currently, it is 56 with showers in the vicinity in Grandview. Actor Michael B. Jordan explains why he lived with his parents up until he finally could afford to move out just a few years ago.
I mean, because I love my parents, you know, I love them. You know, and as we get older, realizing that time is short and limited. Unfortunately, we can't live forever. I have a great relationship with my parents and, you know, and wanting to be around as much as I could. That didn't bother me at all. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Good parents determine where you gonna go a lot of times, man. if they're in your life. And I know there are so many stories of, you know, kids growing out with their parents and still being great people. Mm-hmm. But man, I say all that to say that parents are the springboard for everything mm-hmm. in life. As much as you're there, be there as much mm-hmm. as you can, please, in every single sector of their life, whether they from using a restroom to graduating from college mm-hmm. to everything, just yeah. be there.
One of the biggest lessons my mom always told me, because her dad passed away unexpectedly, never got a chance to meet him. Mm. And she always told me, never take for granted the time that you have with your father.
Well, look.
So, and boy, mother, look. Of course, too, but for her, she was speaking on, you know, of course, my grandpa.
So. Well, look, I can't tell y'all enough. Just being 40 years old and just looking, seeing the first 20 years without mm-hmm. with my father, and then the last almost 20 years without him, how much of a difference he could have made if he was still here. Mm-hmm. But the difference he did make when he was here, though, it was monumental, yeah. man. So love on your parents, man. Take care of your parents. Honor and respect your parents. They only want the best for you. They are predisposed in their DNA to care about you and love you, you yeah. know, so.
For sure. And we want to send some prayers to the Norwood family. According to TMZ, Ray J was admitted to a Las Vegas hospital last night with a severe case of pneumonia and heart pain. He is reportedly still in the hospital. However, this is, of course, not the first time Ray J has faced the illness. He was diagnosed with a non-COVID pneumonia back in 21 during the height of COVID-19 pandemic. So I'm guessing he's still trying to figure all that stuff out. And if I'm not mistaken, his birthday is like right around the corner. So just want to send some love to all those that are under the weather, because we've reported too that things are going around. Make sure you get your shots and you are up to speed with everything.
Yeah, because that flu is something serious right now. Mm-hmm. So and another thing, be careful about who you're around. Like if you think you're sickly or you're getting sick and you might have to be around some older folks, take that day off.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Now, barely even a week into 2026, Casey Moe, we have our first homicide of the year. It's being investigated as a road rage shooting along 71. Now, this occurred on yesterday, and if you were driving down it and it just got shut down, this is why. Early information from the scene indicates that the victim was inside the SUV with a woman when two male suspects in a second vehicle opened fire. The woman inside the white SUV flagged down a Good Samaritan who happened to be a nurse for help, and they called and reached out, and authorities were called, and unfortunately, the victim was pronounced dead at the scene.
Oh, this is awful, man. Sending our utmost prayers and thoughts to the families and victims involved. And this is a highway in which thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of Kansas Cityans travel every day.
Every single day.
And people, you know, driving across the country, they drive around on 71 as well. But in the heat of the moment, y'all, when you feel it escalating and you sense that they're not bucking down, like how you're not bucking down in a road rage incident, y'all, just move along, bro. Move along. Y'all probably not gonna ever see each other interact ever again for the rest of your lives. And I think the less ego we have in those situations mm-hmm. and the more of a bigger mindset with a stronger foresight to actually know that you have things to lose. Because mm-hmm. now families are affected yeah. forever now.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they had kids or what. I'm sure they got some type of relative now.
It just doesn't make sense.
Because in the moment, man, you're mad and you're angry. You want to mm-hmm. get your get back. You want to prove that you're the baddest MF in right. Kansas City. But, dog, it's not that serious.
Never.
Never. We in cars, bro. We just trying to get to where we get into. Everybody need to get home to their family, dog. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, somebody didn't.
Yeah.
And now somebody else is going to prison mm-hmm. more than likely because of this. Mm-hmm. So it's just please, y'all, think about the big picture when it comes to these type of interactions when we're driving out on the roads.
Yeah.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Ago, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
The world just seems to be imploding, going crazy. I don't know. But a woman was shot and killed by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis yesterday, and she has ties to Kansas City. Minneapolis City Council members and the woman's mother, Donna Ganger, confirmed that the woman was Renee Nicole Good, 37, who reportedly lived in the Twin Cities area. That's according to reporting from the Minnesota Star Tribune. And this prompted this reaction from the mayor of Minneapolis, D.
Weiss, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. Somebody is dead. That's on you. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying. To the family, I'm so deeply sorry. We're going to be working towards justice as quickly as we possibly can right now. And justice is what we've all got to get. We're going to make sure that in this very difficult moment, we do not take the bait that these ICE agents are trying to create and that the federal government, to be clear, wants.
Tragic.
It is, man. And I've seen the video. The video is awful.
Yes, it's circulating around online. It's very unfortunate. And it doesn't seem like that had to happen.
And this is why, like, I just try to be very cautious with what I say and how I move, not only in real life, but in the internet streets as well. I don't know, D. I feel some type of way about this world and where we at right now, dog.
It's definitely sending some sympathy and our prayers to her family.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems.
Cousins, we appreciate you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, man. We don't take it for granted. We love and appreciate you for that, because you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins that hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to bus driver of 8 years, Aisha G.
Aisha.
We appreciate you for doing what you do. Happy hump day to all the cousins that were sent over from Stacy Davis.
Hey.
Shout out to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Sanaya, have a good day at school.
Clockwork.
Your mama said she love you. Also, shout out to Rich Harris. And some big love to Rockstar Nails and Spa. I had a nice little couples petty yesterday with Skid. You know, we had a good time. It's over there by Wynwood. So shout out to Rockstar Nails and Spa. It was nice. We did like the Hot Stones and...
What's that?
The hot stones that you ain't never seen? Like, they stones inside. You never seen that before? You ain't never seen, like, a massage where they put the stones on people's backs and stuff like that?
No.
Oh, God. I forgot I'm talking to a man.
Putting no stone on me.
Oh, Lord. And they put the wax.
Put a rock on me.
The hot wax. It was really nice. Okay. You can't take B shining nowhere.
Nah, man. Shout out to all the spas and... manicures and pedicures. Mm-hmm. I know y'all got to have that.
My feet feeling good.
And oh, look at you. You thumping? Okay. I see you over there. Nah, but you know, if you're driving down 71 right now, 435, you know, 291, wherever you are in the city, man, we just want to encourage y'all to take it easy and spread a little grace, a little mercy, a little love. We all got a million and one things going on, and we all might be a little late getting somewhere.
Yeah.
But y'all, it is of the most importance of not only for yourself, but for your families and loved ones to take it easy on these roads, y'all. You're out driving right now, y'all. 71, 435.
Slow down, by the way. I'm looking out the window watching you.
Yeah. There just seems to be an explosion of road rage. It's not only here in Kansas City, but it seems to be nationwide with this. And y'all, in the heat of the moment, we just want to this morning encourage everybody to offer some grace, offer some mercy, because we all got something that we need to do and we all have somewhere we need to be. The important thing is we all get there. Mm-hmm. And we just want to send a little encouragement and advice in the heat of the moment, cousins. Give us something that we can take when we are at our height of pissivity on the road, when we are so angry that we can't hold it no more with this roadway rage. Cousin, what advice would you give to Kansas City?
Good morning. I just want to say, pretty much just slow down. It's never that serious to where we're going. Where you're going is going to be there when you get there. And for the people that out here driving fast and, you know, get angry and people ain't driving as fast as them, calm down. It's never that serious to where you're going.
Couldn't agree with you more, cousin. What's your name?
Monica.
Thank you so much for sharing, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
This morning, we just want to, I feel like it's our responsibility and our duty as, you know, leaders of the city. A lot of people be tapping in. And I feel like it's a part of our responsibility to make sure that we encourage people to stay positive and have the right mindset when it comes to, especially the roads, specifically with this road rage incident that we had yesterday, unfortunately, where someone was killed.
Mm-hmm. Down 71.
Probably the most. I don't have any stats to back up. We know everybody frequents 71 a lot.
Absolutely.
Throughout this, it's throughout the heart of the city, and so we're speaking really to a lot of people who go through a lot of situations where, somebody can piss you off because, especially if you got kids in the car, or if you have one of your loved ones in the car and somebody's driving reckless. We understand you. It can get to 10 real quick. But y'all, we just got to have a little foresight in these situations, a little moment to breathe, because we're so heated and we're so angry and emotions just take over everything, and our right mind just goes away in those situations. We get it. We understand that.
Yeah. And so the question today, cousins, is in the heat of the moment, how do you calm yourself down, or maybe even some advice that you would have for the rest of the town?
Good morning. I drive down 71 every morning to 435.
And I know you be getting into some aggravating moments. In those times when you are aggravated on the roads and you ain't trying to turn to road rage, what do you tell yourself?
Most definitely. I give people space and I give them grace. And I think about them and I think about myself, because it's not worth it.
It's not. What's your name, cousin?
Quisha.
Quisha, we appreciate you so much for sharing. Be safe on those roads.
We have got to stop making permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. It's a moment. It will pass. We have to learn to let stuff go. It's not worth it.
What highway are you driving down currently?
I'm driving down Truth. And I have people see past me all the time in the school zone. Okay, you do you. How much you doing me?
You said in the school zone?
In the school zone.
Yeah, see, and that's another problem we got, too, besides road rage. People not respecting the school buses or the school zones, speeding right past them, not knowing if these kids are looking both ways or none of that.
Absolutely.
Not to mention people not stopping when the school buses are stopping.
Yeah.
I've seen that so many times.
That's diabolical to me. These are our babies. We're supposed to be protecting them.
Is this our cousin Lolita?
You already know.
I knew it. I knew
we appreciate
it.
You so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 60. Currently, it is 57 with rain pouring down in Grandview. Papoose, the rapper. Yes, Papoose. He is back in the headlines after he, makes a diss song to 50 Cent. And my question to you, B and the cousins, is it a hit or is it a miss?
People who don't know hip hop, they don't want to say this beat sound dated. But they don't know that we had to go through to make it. They don't know time, this music is forever gonna be dangerous. While on them one hit, wonders come and go cause they wankless. Studio therapy wasn't nothing to play with.
Okay.
that's a skip for me. Where was
Remy
Ma?
I don't think people are interested in that in this day and age of hip hop. I mean, I'm sure it's
cool. Or interested in what specifically?
That style of.
Don't take
no. It sounded like when I was in high school. That's yeah. like it just it's it did say he said it in his rap. It was dated, and it sound kind of dated. It just sound old. It just. I mean,
that goes back to our conversation about older hip hop. Remember we talked about, what? You know, the. I'm in the park with my basketball.
Don't do that.
And there's no disrespect to the OGs,
it's,
you know.
It's different eras for different times.
Absolutely.
And I just, that battle rapping, I mean, it has its place. Everything it has its place in hip-hop. It does. And that's important, and that's an important sector of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to down-talk it or
nothing. Yeah, yeah.
But when we talk about, like, I mean, what we trying to do with that?
Yeah, where's that going to like, go? Is he trying to get that on a station? What's going on?
What are we trying to do? What are we doing with this? They don't say this beat sound
dated.
Okay.
You need to take that to URL or Queen of the Ring. Right, you know, right. You know. Like, right. That's what that need to be.
Right.
And those are cool, too. Other news. On Tamron Hall's show the other day, Dr. Carrie Bryant, the first lady to Pastor Jamal Bryant, she responds after critics online continue to speak about her dressed inappropriately as the first lady to the mayor's ball.
I don't dress for people. I dress for myself and for my husband. I am a wife. Yeah, I'm a daughter. I have a doctorate. I'm a professor. There are plenty of things that I do. And the challenge is we often want to see a woman be one-dimensional. I am multi-dimensional.
We hang this conversation up.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's hang it up after this.
Yeah,
after let's
this.
Put
yeah,
a bow
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course.
I thought that when I made comments, Monday or something, mm-hmm. I thought that it was a church engagement that she was going to dress like that. And I'm like, it's one thing to be form-fitting, but like dang. But no, I just have first ladies. I have a high like regard and respect for the first lady of
absolutely.
The church. But she it was at a mayor's ball, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So no,
mayor's
it was
ball.
It was appropriate. She nothing was showing or nothing like that.
Got
just,
the long sleeves yeah. on. I mean, I you know, as a woman, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people going to have a lot of opinions, and I assume men are going to think otherwise.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to her. Okay.
that's what she was like, D. She was like that.
I don't know. I don't know what people was thinking, but that conversation, I guess, is now wrapped up. We put
how
a bow
you
on
doing?
It right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Singer, songwriter, and a TV reality star, Candy Burris, was asked if she sees her and Todd being friends after that divorce.
Yes. I think after a divorce, I think anybody should be able, hopefully. Don't get me started lying. I hope we get to be friends. Like, that'll be my goal. But, you know, I think when you're going through the divorce, people get on your nerves. And you really start looking at them differently.
Man, please. Get out of my life and get.
They got a co-parent.
It is a reason why I am divorcing you. Get out of my face and get out. Yeah. I don't want to see you. I don't want to smell you.
No ticket, no skate.
I don't want nothing to do with you forever. And this is forever. I'm literally never going to talk or see you ever again for the rest of my life if I don't have kids with you or whatever.
Yeah.
I know the kids.
Right. I'm like, yeah, the kids play a different role in it. But
me,
yeah, sound good, though.
Look, when we done.
Yeah, done.
We done.
I'm with you when you're right.
Shut up, Brian.
Other news. Money Long is pushing back against her former management team with serious allegations and a newly filed court papers. In the newly filed court papers, the Grammy-winning singer claims her ex-managers forced her into a mental health facility during her lupus flare-up instead of getting her
that was recently. What?
Proper,
that was like within the past 2 years?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know she's been battling with it. And when you do have lupus, because, you know, we both have had people in our lives that have dealt with it, the flare-ups can happen at any time.
Yep.
But she's saying instead of getting her proper medical treatment, that's what they did. And, of course, this has probably shifted a lot of things for her, which is very unfortunate to hear.
You got
to
have a broad understanding of how people really feel about some things because you never know, you know, what circumstance could pop up at any time, man. So you got to be knowledgeable and have apathy.
Mm-hmm. That too. Some more unfortunate news. The Kansas City Chiefs are addressing the recent social media post made by Rashee Rice's ex-girlfriend, where she claimed she was abused during the course of an 8-year relationship, including when she was pregnant. Now, this comes out of TMZ. The shocking allegations were made as part of a lengthy statement shared by Dakota Jones on her Instagram account. This happened on yesterday when she said she kept quiet for years to protect her former partner's image, but she said that she can no longer stay silent.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those grounded, patient, and a little unforgiving Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over birthday love to R&B singer Cash Page. A happy heavenly birthday to TV actor Ron Jones. Sending over birthday love to WNBA star Dejanay Carrington. Happy birthday to pop singer and actress Ryan Destiny. And last but not least, sending over birthday love to actress known for her role on Wicked and known to have some interesting interviews with Ariana Grande. Happy birthday to Cynthia Erovo. And sending over a major happy birthday to Kansas City's very own Kiva. Happy birthday, sent over from Anita Primer.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Mika Speaks, Don Smith, and Bree Michelle. Sending birthday love to CeCe Anderson, Jonathan Spencer, and Sally Walker. Happy birthday, L. Mine, K. Ron Kimbrough, and AJ Jones. Plus, sending birthday love to Aisha Harris. And a big special happy birthday to one of my favorite pianists in the city, Darren J. Cobbins. Happy birthday to him and everybody else born on January 8th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Yes, sir. This is Ramon.
What's going on, cousin?
Not a whole lot.
You got to finish some lyrics in order to get that hookup, okay?
Together the world could be ours. You sit me up on the counter. Instantly it's thunder showers. Storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for...
I can do this for hours. Hours.
Oh, there you go.
I can do this for hours. That's as good as we gonna get right there,
that's the best we gonna get. Now, have you been in the military?
No, I have not. I'm doing range level.
That's military enough.
I used the number on there. I'm a big Eagle fan.
A who fan?
Oh, God.
Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Let's hurry up. Let's get him on. Let's hurry up, congratulate him, and get him off the damn phone. Dude.
All right, cousin. You did your best to try to get us a little bit of no. You was a little strict, but we don't let it slide. We got a $50 gift card for you to the Melting Pot. It is KC Restaurant Week, which kicks off tomorrow. We want to hook you up with that. Who you going to take with you out to eat?
Probably my mom or my brother or somebody.
Keep it in the family.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
That Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that V.